Here with your Radio on the Go Sports Update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. Taking a look at our short scorecard from last night, just a couple high school volleyball games, none of them local. We'll start in the first round of Class 4A, where Mason City put up a fight, but Charles City would top them 3-2, and Webster City would beat Waterloo East 3-1. That's going to do it for last night's scorecard. Let's move into the stories. The HD Cal Bulldogs finally got to play a game at home after back-to-back long road trips against ranked opponents on Friday night when they hosted the Center Point Urbana Storm and Pointers. The Pointers came into the contest with a record of 2-5 on the season, meanwhile the Bulldogs entered with a record of 3-4 overall and 1-2 in district play. It wouldn't take long for the Bulldogs to get going in this one, as their first drive would consist of a big run from junior running back Marco Guerrero, followed by a long pass from senior quarterback Cal Heron to senior wide receiver Tate Schmidt, all culminating in a 3-yard touchdown run from Guerrero to put HD Cal up 7-0 early on. On the ensuing possession, it would be an interception from junior cornerback Will Sackville that would give the ball back to the Bulldogs at the CPU 7-yard line. Guerrero would finish off that drive with another short touchdown run, making the score 14-0, and the rout was on from there. On the third offensive drive for the Bulldogs, it would only take one play to find the end zone, as the senior passing tandem of Heron to Schmidt would strike again from 40 yards out. This would be followed immediately by another Sackville interception, but this time he wouldn't be stopped short of the end zone, as he would take this one back for 6, and all of a sudden the first quarter score was 27-0. Before the end of the half, it would be another Guerrero touchdown and a successful 2-point conversion, making the score at halftime 35-0. There would be some window dressing in the second half as both teams would add another touchdown, but this one was over early as the Bulldogs got back on their feet with a blowout victory 42-6. HD Cal head coach Cole Miller had these thoughts on Friday night's home victory over the Storm and Pointers.
Yeah, so our boys came out and they played really well. Started out that first quarter and put up a lot of points. Did it offensively and defensively, and definitely they were ready to play from the very snap. And then we stalled out for a little bit there in the middle of the game, but we finished strong. We're able to put it in one more time in the second half too. So yeah, just a great overall game. Special teams, I think that's the best we played on special teams as far as our kickoff coverage and all that. So, very good win for us last night.
Marco Guerrero continued his impeccable play with 3 touchdowns, while Will Sackville provided 2 interceptions in the game, returning 1 for a touchdown. The Bulldogs improved their record to 4-4 on the season and 2-2 in district play, and have a chance to finish the regular season over 500 with a win this Friday when they host South Tama in Hampton. CPU falls to 2-6 on the year, and they will host Independence on Friday night. We have the 2021 Top of Iowa Conference Boys Cross Country All-Conference teams in front of us. Let's see what local names are listed. We'll start with the first team here, where we have a couple of local athletes listed. Isaac Swenson for Belmont Clemmy is at the top of the list. Junior's had a great year running for the Broncos. He's joined by Owen Ameline of North Butler. So a pair of juniors are on the first team. Let's move down to the second team, where we see another name, Josh Haggins of West Fork, another junior runner, gets on the list. As far as your team champion, it was Forest City Coach of the Year, Michael Pettengill of Central Springs, and the runner of the year was Riley Witt of St. Ansgar. Now onto the 2021 Top of Iowa Conference Girls Cross Country All-Conference teams. Lots of West Fork Warhawks to cover here. On the first team, we have a pair of Warhawks, senior Casey Eisentrager and junior Rayan Nash. And then on the second team, 2 more West Fork Warhawks, and they're a pair of freshmen, Tara Rookdashel and Leah Weaver. That's it for the local names on the list. The team champion for the girls was Newman Catholic. The coach of the year was Mark Tweed of West Fork. And the runner of the year was Caitlin Johnston of Osage. Funeral services for Coach Gene Shenander were held Tuesday in Greene. Shenander was a former area head football coach at Dumont and Allison Bristow and was an assistant with the current North Butler football program. Shenander grew up in Mason City and later competed at NIAC in football as well as track and field. He would go on to UNI, concentrating on the shot put, discus, javelin, and adding the hammer throw, in which he won the Dickens Relays while competing for the Panthers. He moved to Allison, coaching Allison Bristow and Dumont through the years. His Allison Bristow teams would make 4 consecutive trips to the playoffs, reaching the Unidome and the state semifinals in 1995. Shenander coached junior high basketball as well as high school football, track, softball, and baseball through the years, and also served as athletic director. Gene's sons all played college football, Stacy at Northern Iowa, while Brett and Eric were Iowa Hawkeyes. Eric has continued coaching with several high-level assistant jobs, including Oregon and currently Nebraska. Coach Gene Shenander passed away last Thursday in an automobile accident in Allison. He was 69. Before we go, let's take a look at our scorecard for tonight. It's a busy one when it comes to second round action for volleyball. We'll start in Class 2A Region 5, where Belmont Clemmy is at Denver. The winner of that will face the winner of Hudson and AP. That match will be on KQCR tonight. As far as Class 3A Region 3 semifinals, it's Iowa Falls Alden at Clarion Goldfield Dows. That'll be on 104.9 KLMJ tonight. The winner of that will face the winner of Greene County at Unity Christian. As far as Class 1A Region 4 quarterfinals, it's AGWSR at Janesville, the winner to face the winner of North Butler at Dunkerton. In Class 2A Region 3 quarterfinals, Ogden's at South Hardin, the winner of that will face the winner of Woodward Granger at South Hamilton. In Class 2A Region 4 quarterfinals, it's Pella Christian at Dyke New Hartford, winner of that will face Colfax Mingo at Pleasantville. In Class 2A Region 7 quarterfinals, it's Jessup at Grundy Center. The winner of that will face the winner of Columbus Catholic at Wapsie Valley. And there's also an extremely important high school cross-country meet taking place tonight. The Class 3A cross-country state qualifying meet takes place tonight in Decorah. Hampton Dumont Cal and Iowa Falls Alden AGWSR will be looking to get as many runners as they possibly can on to state. That's going to do it for this Radio On the Go Sports Update. I'm Dylan Dierberg.